Tomorrow, 73 for the high. Right now, we're at 52 at New Country Z100. And I'm joined in the studio by one Stephanie Brown with the Autism Society. Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm well.
You got the coffee flowing over there?
Got it flowing.
Boy, we're going to hit something here that is, it's important that we know about bully prevention. Back in the day, bully prevention was a little bit different than what it is today. But you would like to stress to folks the importance of bully prevention, correct?
Correct. 60% of kids with special needs are bullied. Mm-hmm. And that statistic can be found on specialneedsbullyproject.org.
Mm-hmm.
And we are working to help schools become a part of the initiative to stop bullying.
Gotcha. And so do you actually go out to the schools, to the teachers and the folks out there and talk to them? Is that what you do?
We do. And we work on the social-emotional curriculum mm-hmm. for students. And we talk about inclusion. We talk about hurtful words, positive ways. And once you get the students involved and you give them the power to change their school, their interaction with other students, I mean, it just takes over. And you see those students become and start to become the adults we hope that they will be.
Right. I know there's a lot of parents and kids listening right now. They got the little radio going on in the kitchen, or they've got it on their phone, streaming it there at Z100FM.com or whatever. You're hearing me on the way to school. It's important that parents talk to their kids about this because we're all in this together, and I think a big thing to follow is the golden rule, Stephanie. You know, let's treat others
the way you want to be treated. Absolutely. And bullying, if the bystanders would step up.
Right.
That would be fantastic and say, you know, we're not going to put up with this. That's not, mm-hmm. it's not okay to make fun of individuals. Of course, families like ours who have nonverbal children, mm-hmm. especially with autism, because autism is sometimes known as the invisible disability.
Yeah.
You worry about what's going on. You know, are your kids being included in play? Or are they sitting alone? And then, you know, as parents, you read and hear all these stories. There was a story that I read last year about a young man in Texas who, he was 11. Mm-hmm. He thought these kids were his friends and they wanted him to ride, you know, ride a bicycle, and they set him on fire.
Mm.
Children did this to another child. Mm. And, you know, it just breaks your heart because you think, okay, a lot of our children have social interactions delays. You know, they want to play. They just don't know how to let you know that they want to play.
Sure.
And so we're working with some local schools, and we have heard about this young man who started an initiative called the Buddy Bench.
The Buddy Bench.
The Buddy Bench.
Yeah.
It's a great concept. Have you heard of it?
I haven't, but I have now.
Okay. So the ideal of the Buddy Bench is it's placed on the playgrounds throughout the schools. There's a curriculum that goes along with it, talks to the students about how to use the Buddy Bench. So if you have a kid who's new to your school district, if you have a kid who's struggling with anxiety, if you have an extremely shy kid, you know, for whatever reason.
Yeah.
The ideal of the Buddy Bench is if you're outside at recess and your buddy's not there that day, you know, because everybody has that one buddy you look forward to seeing at school every day.
Uh-huh.
And you need a person to play with, but you're too shy or too afraid to go ask someone to play with you, you sit on the bench.
Okay.
And then the concept that you teach the other children is this child wants to be included in play, but doesn't know how to ask you to play with them. So someone will notice that child sitting on the bench, and they will go over and invite them to play with them.
What a great idea. The Buddy Bench.
The Buddy Bench.
How do I get a Buddy Bench at my school?
There's lots of good ways.
Yeah.
Your PTO can fundraise for you. We are actually happy that Brim has partnered with us.
Cool.
And Brim is a school, private school for children with learning needs. Mm-hmm. And they have chosen us to be their community service learning partner. And we are building some.
Great.
If your school is interested in some buddy benches, you can give us a call, shout us out an email.
Yeah.
We'd be happy to come talk to you about those things.
For folks who don't know, how do we get a hold of you today at the Autism Society?
You can shout me out at 618-319-3303.
The Buddy Bench.
I love this.
It's going to be on Shark Tank real soon. I tell you what, this is a feel-good feeling right here. 618 618- 319-3303. That is 319-3303 for the Autism Society. They can ask for Stephanie or just say, hey, I heard it on the radio today.
That's right.
On Z100 about this buddy bench. I work at a school. I think this is a great idea. How do we do this? I'm on the PTO. How do we raise the money to get this done?
Yes.
Okay. I'll have all this up on our Facebook here, and we'll be talking about an event coming up on October 19th. I can't talk about it now because you got to get down to Tom Miller at News Radio WJPF, or he's going to come over here and he's going to be like, Kent, my studio guest. I'm like, I'm sorry, Tom. We were talking about the buddy bench. Stephanie Brown with the Autism Society, thank you for being here this morning.
Thanks for having me.